3 hours.
Come on, Mario, come on. Come on, I'm a man too.
01.
Trader cautions the public of unsafe brazier use during cold weather. Residents have welcomed commencement of a Rufunsa Road rehabilitation project. And in African news, outrage as the U.S. plans are treating Ebola exposed Americans in Kenya. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. A charcoal trader at Mrs. Market in Lusaka says her business is booming due to the ongoing cold weather. Speaking to Common Radio News, Jimmy Musenga says the demand for charcoal has increased significantly during this season. However, Mr. Musenga has urged the residents to be cautious when using braziers, warning that taking them into bedrooms while sleeping can cause fires and lead to serious damage. He says there has also been an increase in fire incidents during this period, which he attributes to the unsafe and unregulated use of braziers. Mr. Musenga has a further advised restaurant operators and market traders to ensure that all fires are completely extinguished before closing business, noting that failure to do so has previously resulted in market fires.
So, to a papa, Tamil, my chamber, Ramulation, as Bandung, Timasada, Tolima, Kobadimika, then Timurin, Duaya, Kafidana, Mura, Mushipura, Kazama, Mosquito, and Timurore, Katawangosan. So, to a papa, Maration, then, now my restaurant in Aven. But it will make sure Tamore Komboka, Amapusho, Kumumimo, Mashim, Baburashi, Pantu, Eskanda, Mama Shop, Yasha, and Yasha, Kokem Babura, Yapia, my shop, and Tamar Fetti, Abamjavare Womba.
Residents of Lufunsa District have thanked a government through the Road Development Agency, RDA, for the commencement of the T4 Great East Road to Shikabeta Road project under the Improved Rural Connectivity Project. The residents say they are happy that the road is finally being rehabilitated, noting that its poor state has over the years caused accidents, loss of lives and transport challenges.
Kwa mbala kwenye tukapitemu. Kwa manyetu onse la rutia.
mbwere maningi bari jidiga tapiti ya kuwa
kutu sana sana ambiri maningi batapata wana chezi ya ngarapo ya waba tamiki
ya mbira buino maningi mzi wa chezi kari yenzupe sawa ndezupa.
The project supported by the World Bank is valued at about $200 million and is expected to run up to December 2026, with over 119 kilometers of feeder roads being constructed in Rufunsa and Luangwa districts. Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony in Rufunsa district today, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Professor Albert Malama, says our government remains committed to improving rural connectivity.
With a significant government undertaking, supported by the World Bank, has been done in all 10 provinces. Since its commencement in 2017, the project has continued to play a critical role in addressing the challenges of poor rural accessibility and limited connectivity in many parts of our country. The project is expected to conclude at the end of this year.
And RDA board chairperson engineer Eugene Hazele says the project will improve transport, access to markets and social services, while also including community infrastructure such as boreholes and bus shelters.
As the road network expands, so too is the access to markets, healthcare, education and opportunities for socio-economic advancement for all residents of this area. It is our collective belief that through improved connectivity, we will unlock the potential essential in our community. Our mission transcends the mere construction of roads. We as an agency and our contracting partners are committed to being a responsible corporate citizen.
A concerned resident of Kaweza and Natuseko site and service area has raised alarm over the continued abuse of the locally brewed alcoholic drink, commonly known as Kachaso, saying that several residents have reportedly lost their lives due to excessive consumption. John Sinkala has told Kombon Radio News that since relocating to the area from Lusaka, he has witnessed about four deaths, which he believes are linked to the abuse of the illicit brew. Mr. Sinkala is now urging the Kawe Municipal Council to intensify efforts aimed at curbing the illegal brewing and distribution of Kachaso in the area. He says there is currently no effective control over the production, sale and consumption of the drink in Natuseko and surrounding areas such as Kabudula.
Since I came, there is an alcohol called Kachaso. I've witnessed about four or five deaths because they didn't drink water. This alcohol makes them thirsty. So when they're thirsty, they fail to drag themselves to go and get water. So I was thinking how long the council would come to do what they should do.
Residents of Fivanga, Elia and Mukushi district has thanked the government for providing water at the local health post, saying the development has a great improved access to clean water for both the community and health workers. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Rebecca Chisenga says that residents previously had to walk long distances in search of water. Ms. Chisenga says the availability of water at the health post has eased the burden on the community and improved service delivery at the facility. She adds that the development has also benefited surrounding households in the area. We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Chokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, sasa ndio